Thank you for calling customer support. This is Jemiah. How could I help you?
Yes, I have a charge on my bank statement that is not mine, $24.99.
Okay, I can definitely take a look at it for you. May I have your zip code? 392-08. Okay, that's it. And what was the first and last name?
First name is Bonnie, B-O-N-N-I-E. Last name is Thrash, T-H-R-A-S-H.
I have a Jean Thrash.
Yes, that's my middle name.
Okay. All right, and could you verify the mailing address for me for security purposes?
22 Club Oak Circle, Pearl, Mississippi, 39208.
Okay, ma'am. When I take a look at the account, it shows that you were billed for the Evo trainer. It shows that around the 28th of September, let me just take a look.
What is it?
It shows around the 7th of February, you were billed for the Evo trainer app. And that's basically an app that's usually bundled when you purchase like a fitness product or a diet product, certain things like that. It usually will explain in the terms and conditions when it comes to those items that the Evo Trainer is going to be bundled with that. Now, the Evo Trainer is just an app. They send it to your email for you to download. It has nutritional trackers and workout tutorials on there.
Okay. I was evidently looking, but never intended to purchase anything, and I have not seen anything like that because I'm not interested in it.
Okay, well, yeah, it's showing it was sent to the email thrashbunny66@gmail.com. But I can get it canceled for you. If you can give me just a moment, I'll get a cancellation number.
Okay, can you refund that amount?
I would have to take a look and see what refund options are available.
Okay, because my checking account was overdrawn, and that's why I'm checking these things. I mean, it doesn't seem like you can look at anything on this freaking phone without it charging your account.
Well, yeah, but you would have had to put your card information in because we don't have access to it.
Well, I don't remember signing up for any kind of fitness or app or diet or anything.
Okay, yeah, but we wouldn't have had access to it any other way. I have gotten a cancel. I can get that cancellation for you just a moment. And then if you give me just a moment, I'll see what refund options are available.
Okay.
Hold one moment. Okay, ma'am?
Yes.
Okay, so I was able to get one of the most recent charge refunded, but that was all that it was offering was that one.
There's been more than one?
There was one in March as well, because this was, your information was added, or whatever you may have, whenever you may have put your card information in, that was done in September. But in September, a charge declined. But then there was a charge charged in March. But it's only allowed me to refund the most recent charge.
I can't believe this. I mean, it goes back to September. I mean, how could I remember?
It goes back to February. I apologize, February.
Okay. Well, you know, I live on a fixed income. I'm in my 70s, and I can't even afford to buy groceries. And these things are coming up anytime I look at anything, it seems like.
Well, this situation here, ma'am, I do understand you stated that you didn't remember, but this situation here, you had to have entered your card information. That's what I'm stating. We have no way of accessing your card, your email address, your address. We have that information had to be inputted for you to be billed, because we have no way, we have no access to that information.
Okay, so you said it was billed in February and then again in April.
It was attempted to be billed in February. The charge declined. It was billed in March and it was billed in April. April charge was able to be refunded. And I can give you the cancellation number because the account has been canceled out of the system.
And there's no way I can speak to anyone. I mean, I need to get this money. My account is overdrawn and I need grocery money. I mean, I'm living on Social Security.
Well, the most recent charge has been refunded to you, ma'am. This other charge was withdrawn in March, on March the 3rd.
I know, but that's... it caused my account now to be overdrawn because I just have a set amount that goes into my account, my Social Security.
And I understand that, but we have to follow the protocol for all customers. This is a third-party call center. So you're speaking to someone who could do something if something could be done. And that was the most that it can be done was the most recent charge being refunded. Because legally, the terms and conditions were provided. So that makes the charges valid. But as a courtesy, I'm assisting you with a refund of the latest charge.
I think I'm going to put in a written letter to my attorney general and the Better Business Bureau, because these type things happen to too many people too often. And, you know, I can't afford to have $25 taken out that I didn't intend to be taken out.
And I can look and see what other options or if it's anything else that can be done. But like I stated, we wouldn't have had access to your card information unless you put it in. You had to put your information in for us to have access to it.
Well,
because stating that you don't remember, that doesn't change, you know, that it was put in.
If I was looking at something, though, I might have gone through and then thought it was canceled if I didn't follow through with it. But, you know, I don't know, because I don't know how to use these phones well enough, evidently.
Right. So that's why I stated I understand what you're saying, but we have to follow the same guidelines for all customers, you know, regardless of whatever the situation may be. But if you can give me just a moment, I'll see what we can do.
Okay.
Okay, ma'am.
Yes.
All right, thank you for holding. So we have went in and went on and refunded you as a courtesy. But just for future references, you know, you really need to read the information before you proceed.
Okay.
But you have been refunded. It can take 3 to 5 business days to show back up in the account.
The 2 months.
Excuse me?
The 2 months?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And do you have a confirmation number?
I have a cancellation number.
Okay.
The C as in cancel. 3854-74.
Okay. That C as in Charles. 3854-74.
Yes, ma'am.
And do you have a confirmation number or
anything? I don't.
That's the only number?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Thank you so much for your help.
And thank you for calling Customer Support. Have a great day.
Bye-bye.